Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about living as those who are sent. And we've talked a little bit about the attitudes with which we've been sent by, the places, people we've been sent to, the reason that we're sent. And today I want to wrap up the broadcast part of the week talking about being sent by God. And this kind of is the critical part, the foundation of being sent. Because generally, if you're sent, you're sent to do something at the request or representation of the one who's sending you. And I think there's times we forget that it's God that we're representing. It's God that sent us. We've talked about it, I think, every day or nearly every day this week because it's so pivotal in this lifestyle of living as one sent is the Great Commission, where Jesus gathers his disciples and gives a message for them, but also for us, to go, where as we go into all the world, to preach the gospel, to make disciples, to baptize them, to teach them everything that Jesus himself commanded. And we don't do it alone. He says, oh no, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. And so, if we're not living as those sent by God, we're probably doing our own thing. And doing our own thing typically, puts us first. Paul writes to the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians 2, verse 17, and makes this contrast. He says, unlike so many, we do not peddle the word of God for profit. On the contrary, in Christ we speak before God with sincerity, like men sent from God. I know there are people that hear me read that verse and says, wait a minute, aren't you getting paid? The Bible also talks about the worker being worthy of the hire, the pay. And it isn't about getting paid or not getting paid. It's about the heart. It's about the motives. And I suspect we all know of people who appear to be in it for the money. And sometimes the loudest proponents and speakers for the health and wealth gospel, the prosperity gospel, they appear that at least it's about their health and wealth and their prosperity. And it's difficult, and really it's not even possible for us to accurately and fully judge the motives of someone else, but we can have a pretty good idea of our own. And God says through the Apostle Paul that with sincerity of heart, we ought to share the word of God as those sent by God himself. And I think sometimes we will have a tendency to forget that we're called by God, we're sent by God, we're equipped by God, we're made ready by God. And we start to think, I could do this on my own. A pretty sure sign that a disaster is about to strike. And it may not look like disaster immediately, and it may not even look like disaster in your lifetime, but when we begin to share the Word of God with the mindset that this is going to personally benefit me, we're down a pretty hard and dangerous road. Our sharing of the gospel, our sharing of Jesus, ought to be designed to benefit those who hear. We've already received that benefit. We already have the good news implanted in our life. That's why we're able to share it. And it's not that there aren't intangible benefits to sharing the gospel. It brings us joy and peace and satisfaction because we're living obediently to the Word of God. But when we live as those sent by God, we desire more than anything else to please Him, to honor Him, to represent Him accurately. I don't know that a diplomat of any country would keep their position very long if they were sent by their government, and when they got to where they were going, they just made things up and said what they wanted to say that perhaps even contradicted what they were told to say. We expect our representatives to speak for us, and in a democratic republic like the United States, we sometimes feel disenfranchised when our representatives don't speak for us. Now, the hard part of a system like this is the us have such varied opinions that, and contradicting opinions, that it's impossible for any representative to speak for each individual at the same time. And when they try to speak for all individuals equally, it sounds like double talk. And so they typically have to determine if they're a good representative, what's the greatest wish of the people I represent? And I suppose there's probably many who represent themselves more than they represent their people. But isn't that true of representatives of God? You see, the difference is we have one voice, one truth, one way, and that's Jesus. That's the Word of God made flesh. And even with that, there's still times we kind of like to make it up as we go. We prefer to speak our own opinion, our own ideas, our own direction, when we ought to be representing the one that sent us. And when we grasp the severe consequences of being a rogue agent, claiming God to say things that He doesn't, using God's word to benefit ourselves, even above the benefit of others, using it to convince people to serve us rather than to serve God. It's not a new problem, obviously. Paul wrote to the Corinthians about it. And it's not a small problem. Paul wrote that many are doing this as a means for selfishness. And you read the life of Paul and you can understand how he can say, but that's not the way we did it. We took gifts from those who would willingly send and help, but We also worked with our own hands. We did what we could to not be a burden on anyone. Our goal was to present the gospel to everyone without expectation of anything in return except changed lives, because God's Spirit is at work. We live life having to choose daily, am I here right now representing myself or representing God? And God's desire is that we live as those sent by Him, to be obedient to Him, to be faithful to Him, to be faithful in speaking what He once spoken, to be faithful in listening as He would want people listened to. It changes our attitudes. It changes our actions when we consistently decide that wherever I go today, I'm going there because God has sent me. And sometimes we choose those places, or it appears that we choose those places, but the good news is God's not surprised by the places you go. He may be disappointed, I don't know, but that's an issue we probably have to wrestle with God's Spirit and His Word about, but if you go to school today, if you go to work today, if you go to the marketplace today, go as one sent by God to be His messenger. And there are times within the life of the Apostle Paul where it was clear God was sending him to a very specific place. In fact, he would try to go other places, and Scripture tells us that God's Spirit blocked him from going. There are other times it appears that Paul got to choose. And even when it was his choice, he was still going as one sent by God. And there are times where you choose where you'll go. You'll choose. But you still choose whether you're living as one sent by God or whether you're living for self. God's desire for you, God's desire for me, is that wherever I go, wherever you go, you represent Jesus. And you speak, you act as one sent by God. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you. Thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has not only called us to yourself, but your love has sent us to be your representative, to share the good news of Jesus, to live life in a way that Jesus gets noticed. Not to pad our bank accounts or to benefit ourselves in a material sense, but for the good of others. And not even for their material good as much as for their spiritual good. But Father, we recognize that as we go as your representative, as we proclaim the good news as those sent by you, that we do gain. We gain a contentment. We gain a peace. We gain a satisfaction. We gain a greater assurance as we live daily in obedience to you, that your Spirit reminds us of your presence. And Father, may we be faithful, not only in supplying the needs of those who are dedicated to sharing your word. But may we be faithful in continually checking our motives for the work that we do. The reasons we do or don't share about Jesus. Father, today, wherever we're at, may we recognize that as a place where we can represent you. And may we realize that Great Commission applies to all of us. To proclaim the gospel, to bring people to a realization by the power of your Spirit that they need to change. To immerse people, to teach people. Not because we're so good at it, not because we get credit for it, but simply because you've sent us to do so. And God, as we live as your representatives, as those sent by you, may we recognize your desire that in all of our life, whether through words or actions or combination of both, that we would lift up Jesus. And Father, as we lift up Jesus, may many be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.